Saturday, January 7th, 2023, 4 a.m. And, okay, so I'm out here in the studio / garage with Pia the talking dog, who's resting comfortably on her big giant pillow. Okay, so I got up early today. But I finally just got out here now. I wasted some time watching some YouTube stuff and a variety of other things. My, you know, doing my vitals, taking my pills, and all that sort of crap. So, I've been painting on the Santiago panel, even though I haven't been talking, making any audio posts here. So, I've made a lot of good progress, and I'm going to try to do some other stuff and play with the painting a little bit more. So let me get at it, and I'll talk to you in a bit here. Oh, yeah, so it's been raining off and on all week, all across Northern California after that last big storm. We had a lot of damage. A lot of trees came down. A neighbor up the street on the first storm, the first big storm, he actually had two trees come down. One was a medium-sized deodar cedar, and the other one was one of a pair of Italian cypresses that was right in front of his house, right next to the house. That one came over, and actually that one did land on his wife's car. So last year he had a tree come down and it landed on his truck. So now this year this tree came down and landed on his wife's car. It didn't do as much damage as it did on the truck, so that's a plus, I guess. But anyway, so then we had another storm come through, not as bad as that first big storm that really caused a lot of damage, and his other Italian cypress came down. So he's had three trees come down. All I've had is a branch break off of my big deodar cedar in my front yard, and a bunch of other little, you know, tree debris all over the place. So anyway, so we're gonna go into another weekend of rain and what have you. It's supposed to rain later today and then kind of continue off and on tomorrow. But then another big storm is coming in on Monday, lasting into Tuesday. So that should be an interesting ride. See what happens then. Okay, so let me get to work here, and I'll talk to you in a bit. Okay, what time is it? 8:20 a.m. Okay, so like clockwork, about 6:45, Pia, the talking dog, started saying we're going for a walk. And so I held her off for another half hour or so, and a little after 7 went for a walk. Well, you know, I'm pretty good about picking up her poop. But today she had... On the walk, she had these runs, really bad runs. I mean, how do you pick that up with a plastic bag, you know, in leaves? You know, so it's like, okay, well, I guess I'm one of those guys that leaves the poop there, but I didn't really want to do that. But luckily, it wasn't on somebody's property. It was kind of like a empty lot type of a thing. And besides, I guess on the bright side, it's going to rain real hard here pretty soon, and it'll get washed down. But... she's got a problem with a certain kind of treats that we gave her. And so I gave her one of those treats earlier this morning, too. But this was from yesterday. That already passed through her. These chicken and cheese treats. So we gave her the chicken and peanut butter treats of the same brand with the same ingredients. The only change in the ingredients was the cheese for the chicken. I mean, cheese for the peanut butter, excuse me. Peanut butter, she's fine. Cheddar cheese, she's not fine at all. So I gave her a treat earlier this morning, like I said. And after the incident with the runny poop, we walked on further, and then she threw up, which I gave her this morning. And it was a yellowy, the color of the treats, that is, you know, so lots of liquid and bile and what have you. So she did that before, and we thought it was just a holdover from when we first adopted her. They said that she had some kind of a problem with her intestinal tract, digestive tract. And so we didn't think about it. But the wife bought these treats again, and it turns out I think it's the treats. She says it might be something else, but pretty suspicious looking to me. Anyway, so I'm back. I'm going to start painting some more, and we'll see what happens here, okay? Okay, 10:13 a.m. So, looking at the Santiago painting, I think I'm pretty much done with it. I did sign it, and I really can't think of anything else I want to do to it right now. So, I'm thinking about just putting this aside for the time being and working on the other panel, my Papa Phantom panel, and come back and look at this some more and see if, okay, I could push it just a little bit more. I don't know if I will. It looks pretty complete to me. There's no obvious mistakes that stand out to me. So I think once it's varnished, it'll look even better. And we'll see. So that's it for today. And it really hasn't started raining yet, I don't think. But let me take a look at what the phone says. The phone says drizzle. And it said it earlier when I went for my walk, but it wasn't drizzling. So, who knows? It's 53. Light rain forecast. Let's see, what time is it? 10:14, 11 o'clock, 50% chance of rain. Yeah, so there's not really rain coming just yet till tonight. So there was supposed to be quite a bit of rain today, but I guess they kind of changed their mind about it. Anyway, so let me talk to you some other time in the future.